This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Having a Laugh with Nathan and Dylan. I'm Nathan Cross.
I'm Dylan Stewart.
That music was really fucking loud.
Oh, man. Hey, so this is, listeners, you're going to love this. So what you don't know is right before we came out to do the show, we decided to go stick some posters up for the Pubs North Comedy Fest.
Yeah.
And so we were a bit covered in poster paste, which is very white and creamy.
Yes.
And as we walked in, we actually had to walk through the LGBT show, and we're walking in covered in what looks like spooge, and boy, did we get some looks.
Very approving looks, I have to say.
Yeah, it was all over my face and hair and hat.
Andy and crew, we love you guys.
Yeah. So, went to the bathroom, gave myself a quick clean.
So, if you're still listening after that show, here's out.
Welcome.
Here we are, Wednesday night, right after that show. I don't know the name. We should really ask them.
Yep.
We'll look it up.
Yeah.
If you're still listening, having had just listened to that show, send us a text or something.
I said all that not knowing we're on after them.
Rock and roll. Okay, so here we are, having a laugh.
Yeah, man.
Wednesday evening, 9 o'clock on MPR, 9:99 a.m.
Yeah.
There we did. Have I done my...
That's it.
My due diligence. We've done it. Cool.
Manawatu People's Radio.
Let's go.
Donate. That's what that sign says.
It says donate.
Ask for donations.
Ask for donations.
Come on. Put your hands in your pocket.
Can we solicit donations? In exchange for, you know,
poster paint.
Well, that doesn't sound good when you whistle straight into the microphone.
No. Yeah, it's better.
That's better.
Yeah. I think we need to run this idea past our people at home.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right, comedy.
Comedy. News.
News.
News. Comedy news.
Comedy news. Is it comedy news or is it just ridiculous news?
It's ridiculous news.
Okay, ridiculous news.
So, Nathan,
yo.
You're an international jet setter. You go all around the world.
You know, I've
you've been on a plane or two.
I've been on a plane.
Yeah. Do you ever get stuck on a plane with crying babies?
I do.
Yeah.
No. Well, actually, not so much.
Not so much?
They tend to keep them off of long-haul flights.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. Last time I did, I was stuck on with a baby, but yeah, he wasn't crying by the end.
No.
He was dead.
Yeah.
No. Dead tired. is what I meant to say. Sorry, I always mix up my words. An airline in Japan has launched a new seat alert to help passengers avoid crying babies.
A seat alert?
Yeah, so what it is when you're going into check-in, you know, they got the automatic check-ins now, you can actually, when you go to check-in, you can choose your seat, of course, and it'll give you an alert if you're within two rows, I think it was, of a baby on the flight. So that way you can go, no, thank you. I don't think I'll sit there. I think this is a great policy for pedophiles. Not so good for parents.
That went in a dark direction.
I'm not condoning.
I've been biting my tongue for about 3 minutes to not make any joke like that.
Sorry, man.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's do it. So it's a Japanese airline, JAL, or JAL, Japanese airline.
Okay, JAL.
I wasn't lying when I said a Japanese airline. So, yeah, you get a warning about babies, and people have been tweeting about saying they're loving this. Thank you for the warnings me about where babies plan to scream and yell during 13-hour trip, one businessman tweeted. Oh. This really ought to be mandatory across the board.
Sounds great. Mm. I imagine if it has, like, some little, you know, the kind of Japanese animations you get on their computers, you know, it's and it's like, oh, no, you choose a seat next to baby.
Yeah.
And it's like a little head comes up. Big bug eyes. Yeah. It's like, don't sit next to baby.
Yeah. So there you go.
Good on you, Japanese Airlines.
Thanks, yeah, man. I'm sure you can sit there without babies crying at you eating your Japanese airline food.
I don't think I'd fly in New Zealand. the whole warning against babies. They're too family friendly in this country.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, we love babies.
And like, oh, you know, children are important. They are the future.
Yeah.
Do you not know that children are, they all think about the future.
Yeah.
They're more concerned about the future than anyone.
Do you know what the trick
why
is?
Why are they on a plane then, motherfucker?
Yeah, where are they going? The trick is to not have a crying baby on a trip, as the day before you go, there's a stuff you can buy from the supermarket. This isn't, like, illegal, called Fennigan.
Fennigan.
Yeah, it takes 12 hours to kick in.
Uh-huh.
We give it to the kids before we go on a long car trip, and it just makes them sleep.
It's drugs.
It's legal. No, it's legal. Across the counter.
Uh-huh.
You can just go to the chemist and say, can I get a bottle of Fennigan? And they give it to you with a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the spoon's for the heroin, but that you're going to take once your babies are asleep. but, you know,
Fennigan. Can you use Fennigan for, like, all kinds of purpose? Like, you don't have to travel, you know. You want a quiet evening? Fennigan?
Yeah, oh, hey, totally.
Just drug your kids.
Yeah.
This message is endorsed by NPR.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah.
I got a British Marine who necks a sour cocktail made of his own amputated toe. Are we into that?
Wait, what?
So a former British Marine...
How'd you make a cocktail from your toe?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. Former British Marine has become the first person to drink a cocktail using his own mummified toe after losing it to frostbite during a race in the Yukon. Yeah, he lost three toes during the extreme 300-mile-long winter marathon. He returned... to Yukon to take the first drink. Oh, so they cut it off. They fermented it.
Fermented his toe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing in whiskey, because whiskey is mentioned. And then many years later, he came back and drank
the toe whiskey.
I
mean, nothing about this sounds right.
No.
Nothing about this sounds good. Like, so you run a marathon in winter that's so cold you get frostbite. That doesn't sound sensible.
It's not, I mean, that's not, I mean, he's a Marine, so he's probably like, ugh, I'm so tough.
Yeah, but it's like, now you've not got a toe. Like, I'm so tough. Yeah. I am a British Royal Marine Commando.
Yeah.
Means, God save the Queen.
Yeah. I limp a lot. gross.
I have a foreign accent syndrome.
Yeah. I am British. I don't know why.
I mean, Britain is still part of the EU. And as a European citizen, I am entitled to be a Royal Marines commando.
Oh, man. Speaking of drinking. A court in Germany. Oh, this is my favorite. This is the story of the week.
Uh-huh.
You know how they're trying to make marijuana legal because one place made it legal, now everyone's trying to make it legal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like Amsterdam did it and then parts of like the States and Europe did it.
Well, I mean, Amsterdam just didn't ever make it illegal.
That's true. Yeah, I guess it doesn't count.
It was like that for a long ass time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, like one state in America did it, now they're all doing it. Now Canada's done it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so everyone's trying to do this. I'm hoping this spreads like wildfire. The same thing. Mm-hmm. A court in Germany has ruled that hangovers are an illness because they disrupt the body's normal state. So people can now call in sick.
For a hangover.
Because it's considered an illness.
Like, I mean, I don't think anyone's debating that you're ill when you're hungover.
No, but normally
I think
like,
the reason that it's a problem is because it's self-induced.
That's correct.
So like you just get razzed every day.
Yeah.
And get sick days.
That's it. If you have enough.
That's mint.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's just a shame that Germany's a hole.
It is.
I mean, it's not. It's very beautiful, but...
But this is really tying into that story we had a few weeks ago when they had those sausage vending machines.
Yes.
For drunk people.
And Germany's just on point with so many things. It's just a shame that it's Germany.
Yeah, they're doing some things very, very right.
Like
some
beer. They do like beer well.
Yeah.
They do workplace relations, employment relations very well.
Brilliant. Sausages.
Not like language, not so much.
No, oh, God. It sounds so violent when they talk, doesn't it?
Food generally.
A lot of boiled stuff for food.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, history, not so good.
Not so good. No. Started a few things, which a lot of people had to go end. But boy, do they do drinking well. If there's one thing they do well, it's drinking and soccer.
I don't know. They don't do drinking as well as some other Europeans.
Yeah, but they do like the...
Like Eastern Europeans. They drink like they want there to be no tomorrow.
Yeah, but the Germans, when they realise there is a tomorrow, now let you call in sick.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, well,
They do that right.
They're a happy nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a lot of things to make up for. Take the day off.
It's okay. We all hung over. Don't worry. I call in sick. Hold on. Oh, no, I'm picking up. Oh, they all hung over.
Everybody hung over in Germany.
Oh, no.
We're just drinking the pain away. That's the global comedy news.
That's the best news I could find.
Wasn't very good, though.
Wasn't?
Yeah.
Should I just start making it up?
We've had better news.
Should I make up news?
Why not?
All right.
Tell me something that happened in the Ukraine.
Do you know in the Ukraine, actually, what did happen is aliens landed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, God, shit. Do you ever leave a potato in the cupboard too long and it sprouts?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, apparently they landed and they're like, oh, fuck, we forgot to come back and sort this shit out.
Uh-huh.
We started a civilization and then sort of just went off to grab some space pizza, you know, and forgot this was here. Oh, geez, you guys have colonized.
So they're in touch with the Ukrainian government.
Well, they just landed in a random spot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, Volodymyr, what's his face? He's got his hands full right now.
The guy, the comedian guy.
Yeah, the president.
Yeah.
He's embroiled in a bitter international scandal.
Is he now?
An impeachment scandal.
Is he? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've been trying to get Donald Trump for a while now.
Oh, God. Good luck.
Now they're going to get him, these aliens.
Was that the thing?
Fucking shit up.
Yeah.
They come to take him home.
If they don't get him, I think we should nickname Donald Trump Teflon Don.
Yeah.
Because nothing sticks. Oddly enough, the aliens turned up and they go, oh, you got Starbucks too. Oh, that's great.
What was ironic about the whole affair was the aliens came to like wipe us all out. They're like, oh, you guys fucked it up. Then they saw Donald Trump. They're like, no, you're doing it okay.
Yeah.
That's how we do it on our planet.
Imagine that. They should have been like, you guys don't know this? He's right.
We endorse strict policies around immigration.
Yeah.
And a lack of government intervention. You better not come to our planet. We've built a space wall.
What you don't actually know is they actually went to Germany first, but everyone's hung over. They're like, let's just pop over the road and sort this shit out. Great.
The Germans were doing it right. Now they're not anymore. Oh, well, that took a lot of editing, that news. You guys are never going to hear some of the stuff that happened, but it took a lot of editing. So, we decide what we're going to do next, because we've literally just lost 5 minutes of airtime. Let's get a quick word in from some of our sponsors.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Do you hate endangered species? Sick of rare white rhinos running through your social events? We were having a quiet cocktail when a killer kiwi came storming through and killed my cat. Here at White Collar Professionals killing endangered species and posting it on Facebook, we will kill those pesty endangered species. God, they're pesty. And they're putting you in grave danger. Be it snow leopards or giant condors, we will wipe them out. Pass us today about our catering offers.
Sometimes in life, you have to admit to yourself that you're hugely normal. I want a better job, you may say to yourself, but no, you're not good enough. Just give up. Sometimes my wife looks at me with crushing disappointment in her eyes, and she says, why did I have children with you? You're a terrible father. And she's right, you know. She's right.
Are you a recovering alcoholic? Do you miss the good old days? Don't you wish you could be that guy again? Grab a bottle of Old Days Jim Beam and enjoy yourself one more time. Be a slob again. Why not? Just drink. No one likes you now. You're not fun at parties anymore. You used to be the life of a party.
Do you have thrush? I have thrush too. I bought some cream from Countdown and it did nothing for my thrush except make it worse. Don't buy thrush cream from Countdown. Make an appointment with your doctor today at 0800 Doctors for Thrush.
Are you a otherwise totally hot female who has really low self-esteem about her body because of dude bros like me? Well, come along to my personal training class and I'll harass the shit out of you until I can bounce a panty off that tight ass bitch. I will mansplain you, thin motherfucker. I got rage issues because my balls are small. Get along to my gym and get ripped abs like me, Douchebag McDoucherson. Call me now on 0800 bro, bro, bro.
Are you a redneck who's sick of this new age PC bullshit and just want to go back to the good old days? The good old days where you could just, you know, not like own people, but just get things to do things, get people to do things for you, like real cheap, you know? You know, just for like accommodation and living and stuff. Then come on down to the steakhouse, where we do things the old-fashioned way, with cheap labor.
Sometimes it's hard to be a gentleman, sipping on your whiskey, looking after those kids and going to work all day. Well, now we have a solution for you. Just be a chick. Write to your doctor and tell him that you feel like a chick, and you won't have to work so hard. The pressures of looking after the family will no longer be on you, and you never know, maybe you could have a baby or something. 0800, be a chick.
Oh, hey, Brew! Have I got something for you? It's a place called Tiranicky. It's got fucking New Plymouth, and they did Poye here. We got a big fucking hill that you can't climb up, but it's got a big ring around it, so you can take a photo from the sky. Visit Taranaki. It's better than Wairua.
Do you love your cousin? Do you love someone in your family, but people frown upon that? Well, come here, New South Wales. We got all sorts of stuff, nice things. No Aborigines, we got rid of them, but there's other things. Unless you're two blokes and then, no, not so much. New South Wales, you're right.
Wow. Sponsors.
You got to get money from somewhere, is all I'm saying.
Some of those were,
We don't endorse the sponsors. They endorse us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only way I can look at it.
Never mind. Some of them sounded good, but...
Yeah. I really need to check out not going to Countdown.
Yeah, for your thrush.
Yeah.
Turns out, not good stuff.
If your dick smells, boys and girls.
Maybe New World's a place.
Mm.
Or maybe just, like, wash your dick.
Yeah.
I don't know how thrush works, but...
I would have thought, is it not a fungal infection?
I guess.
Sometimes war can make those things worse.
Who's fucking mushrooms?
You've got to dry your dick.
Yeah, that's it. Towel off. Yeah.
Bit of talc.
Yeah, that talc.
Got to get it in there.
That's right.
Particularly if you're a bigger boy.
Yeah. Yeah, get in those cracks.
That's in the penis department, not in the stomach department.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
And at the stomach department. And definitely not in the penis department.
Yeah. What's on this week?
We really can't. We've got 10 minutes to fill before we get to what's on this week.
Hey, let's talk about a show we're doing at the Palmerston North Comedy Fest.
Let's do that.
In Bad Taste. So
this is maybe a bit of a warm up for that.
Yep.
Yeah. In Bad Taste. Yeah. So it is loosely based on popular card game. Yeah. We're not going to name for legal reasons.
No. It's a card game.
We think we're legally safe.
Yeah, that goes against
some of the things that people do, and you get a black card, you get some white cards,
you put them together,
see what you can do.
That's what it's all about.
So that's kind of what we do. We've got a whole bunch of cool people who are going to be doing the show. We've got Katie Boyle, who has been on the show, otherwise known as Pat Goldsack. I think she's doing it as Pat Goldsack.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Shan Horth, Zach McCall,
correct,
local offensive comedian Zach McCall.
Yep.
Tommy Whitehouse is going to be involved, and Richard Dryden, as well as the two of us.
Yeah.
We're going to be recording it as a game show.
Yes.
And what we do is we present the comedians with a phrase or a word, and then they've got to finish that phrase or word. They get 30 seconds to a minute, depending on the round.
They have to write these. We don't give them pre-prepared answers.
They've got to come up with answers on the spot.
Yep.
And they're going to be rude.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be out there.
They're going to be out there. Hope. So this is not a show for the easily offended.
No. Well, neither is this show, but...
Yeah, but I mean, even more so.
Yeah, this one's going
to
be really
Some of the people
there.
We have on, we've said this is a show they can go to town.
Quite
explicitly clear in all of our marketing.
Yeah.
So if you don't like comedy where people are just being rude for the sake of being rude, probably not for you.
No.
But it's really weird. We're kind of mixing it with the rounds. It's going to be... straight up kind of comedians who are against the general vibe of, you know,
the world,
humanhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's been fun and something different. If you if you like stand up and if you also like things like 7 Days or those sorts of panel game shows.
8 or 9 Cats, whatever the fuck it is. 9 or 10 Cats does Countdown or Never Mind the Buzzcocks. That's
those
what we're
sorts
aiming
of
for.
Things, IQ.
Shooting Stars.
Or QI, I should say.
All those ones that we can't name.
Yep. It's kind of along those lines where you have a couple of comedians hosting, a couple of comedians doing the rounds.
Yep.
And there's going to be stuff, funny stuff in between rounds, and it's going to be fun.
It's also going to only be 40 minutes long, so if you decide you're not into it, you don't have to suffer for ages.
No,
it's
just not
a short 40-minute spot before Pat Goldsack does her hour-and-a-half long show.
Yeah, which is brilliant.
So we're time-filling.
We're a nice warm-up act for her.
We're used to time-filling.
Oh, yeah.
Time-filling is something we're somewhat accustomed to.
Time filling.
There's sometimes when time filling, filling of time.
Filling of time,
when
yeah.
sometimes we're all filler and no thriller.
Yep.
You never know we were doing it.
No,
you never know if we were just kind of riffing on a topic for an extended length of time.
Just to fill it.
Just to eat some time up.
Yeah, just to make it seem like we know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
we know.
Oh well, we know.
We know how to fill the time.
We know the plan is fill time.
Yes,
that's the plan.
Yeah,
but it doesn't seem like that's the plan. It seems like flawlessly we're running through time, not even knowing that we're eating it up.
Yeah. So we're gonna do that for 45 minutes.
For 45 minutes.
For 45 minutes on the night.
45.
A globe. One.
Not 47 or 42.
Yeah. Not 27 minutes.
No. 45.
45. So, you can check this show out. We're going to be on a Monday evening. We're on, I think, pretty early. I think it's 5:30.
You bet that.
Monday the 18th.
15th.
Yes.
16th, 17th. 18th, yep.
Monday the 18th.
Yeah.
5:30 p.m.
At the Globe.
At the Globe. We're going to be recording it, and it's going to go up on the interweb somewhere.
We're going to do something cool with it. We don't quite know what yet.
Yeah.
I think we should try and sell it.
We'll see.
Pornhub buys anything.
Yeah, we'll put it to the that what's it week?
Netflix
pilot week.
What pilot week? Yeah.
TV New Zealand.
Yeah.
Who won't pick it up? Maybe we'll do a YouTube series.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
That'd be good fun.
Yeah.
Fuck TVNZ.
Well,
they give you bullshit.
Not if they're gonna pay. Then they can fuck us all that.
Okay, yeah. So you can check that out Monday the 18th, 5:30 p.m. Of November at Globe. Also, during Comedy Festival.
Yep.
We're going to be bringing this show to the Comedy Fest.
Yeah, I'm quite excited about this.
We're going to be doing live recordings at Comedy Fest. We're not going to be putting it out live.
No, we're going to be live Fridays. Recording. Yeah.
We're going to live record. Yep. We're going to have comedians from across the fest. There's people I hope come. Mm. We don't know who's going to turn up. It's just going to be who's there on the night. And I know that on the night, we've got some cool comedians. We've got Sir Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Guy Williams is going to be there.
Bunch of people. I'm going to be there.
The second week, Nick Ratto. Brenda Lovegrove. Yeah. Snap, Ruse Websites.
Cool.
All kinds of, all of our homies in the comedy world.
So basically, we're going to be in the foyer, right? Recording
and
this.
None of those people will be the ones that come on the show.
No, they'll just be there.
They'll be there.
Yeah.
Doing their own thing.
They probably won't be on the show.
They probably won't come.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to be interested in that. It'll be extra work for them. But all the other comedians will be desperate to be on the show.
Yeah.
Because they could do with the profile raising.
They could be. They could, they'll want it.
The profile raising of the extra, like, 3 listeners who regularly listen to this show.
Yeah, which is like my dad, Morgan.
Yeah.
Basically
a bunch of people who've already been on the show.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah.
This is a painful episode, we know.
Oh.
It's been painful to record. I'll tell you what, those of you who, the 2 of you that are listening, you're the Comedy Hub guys, we've been out doing your fucking posters.
Yeah.
We've been going out this evening before we recorded the show. We went out and postered for
all over town.
All over town for Comedy Fest.
Not in one place. Like,
putting more posters up.
We covered in glue.
Yeah.
Like,
and the guys thought it was, the guys who do the gay show before us.
Yeah.
The show, it's like a show about being gay. Not like
it's not a gay show. No.
I'm not using pejorative. I mean that in the actual. Yeah. But the guys before us, they come in. Looks like we're covering jizz.
Yep.
I think we earn some respect from them, I guess. But it's
10 o'clock. My wife texts me saying I'm going to bed without you.
Yeah, mine's like I'm divorcing you. I'm taking the dogs.
Oh.
And the house.
Oh.
You can keep the PlayStation. So it's okay.
Yeah, you can live here in the studio.
Yeah. Oh well. That's up to you guys. So,
yeah.
Without further ado,
what's on this week?
What is on this week?
There is one show on this week.
Oh fuck! You gotta be fucking kidding me!
But what a show it's gonna be!
What's the show that's on this week?
It's on at the Willow.
Oh, okay.
The Willow open mic is on this week. It's on Thursday, so tomorrow, as you're listening to this. It is MC'd none other by Dr. Chris Ingham.
Dr. Chris Ingham.
Yeah, the funniest doctor in town.
Yes.
I challenge any doctor to be funnier than him. I challenge you to be funnier. Not during surgery.
No.
On stage.
Yes.
Don't bring be funny
laughing
during
gas,
surgery.
Though. If you can bring over that laughing gas, it will help.
That'd be great.
We will definitely hook you up with a spot.
There's going to be lots of people on the lineup. To be announced.
To be announced.
On the night.
There will probably be a few people in the lineup. I guess,
there will be a few. Look, it's an open mic, so you get who you get, basically. But it's usually a pretty good night. And so far, I've been to all of them, and I've never come away disappointed.
Cool.
So
that was in the Laugh Lounge at the Willow, 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yes.
Dr. Chris Ingham. This Sunday, there is a material workshop on Globe from 1 p.m. Come along. Koha for non-members. Free for members.
And
Comedy Hub members.
For those of you that like to consume a little bit of the visual arts.
Yes.
The Comedy Hub has a trailer coming out of the cinema this week.
Oh yeah.
So if you want to check out Comedy Hub's new trailer for Pali Comedy Fest,
yeah.
You can swing by probably most movies.
Probably.
Go check out a movie. And go see Joker, you know. It kind of aligns with our comic Joker.
Yeah.
Go see that. It looks fucking awesome. Won like all the film festivals. And I hope that our advert's on. If it's not, we'll be pretty pissed off that we miss out on the screenings of Joker.
Yeah.
If not, you can probably catch it on the Comedy Hub Facebook page or the Palmy Comedy Fest Facebook page.
Yeah.
It should be up there by the end of this week.
It's actually really funny, too.
We've got two of them.
Yeah, they're really funny.
A trailer and a teaser.
Yeah.
Going to launch them both.
Cool.
Sweet.
They're pretty damn funny.
Yeah, they're pretty good. So, that's I guess, what it is on this week.
That's what it is on this week.
Yeah, so better play some music.
We better.
Yeah. We hope that you've enjoyed this 27 minutes. It's been a little bit happenstance, a little bit slapdash.
27-minute roller coaster is what it's been.
27-minute roller coaster. We've had fun.
Oh, well. Fun. Yeah.
Until next Wednesday, 9 o'clock on 99am NPR. I've been Nathan Cross.
Dylan Stewart.
And this has been Having a Laugh. It has been a pleasure.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.